The teachers were very supportive, especially those teachers who had the classes at that time. You had one or two other teachers who were off and they would sit in because they had questions too in terms of some of the myths that they were hearing. You know, we have a lot of misinformation as it comes to electoral work. People have their own ideas. And strange enough, Alicia, this is strange, is very strong in the schools. All of the children would tell you about ballot boxes, even though that is part of the voter education, but that is the message that they get, and that is what is in their head. The elections, what happens at elections. Even students would tell us, and that came from many different schools, that we shouldn't participate in elections because we count the votes at the electoral office. They talk about their constituency. Some children didn't really know their constituency. Who is your representative? They don't know. So all of this drove us to make sure that we could go out in the schools and educate children, educate the students about their constituency, their rights as citizens, where they live, why is it that you are in this particular constituency as against another constituency. So we had to change all of those through education.